The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It gives me great, great pleasure to welcome to the show, in the meantime, Carla Sands. Carla's a vice chair of the Centre for Energy and Environment at American First Policy Institute, and she's a former US ambassador to Denmark, Greenland and the Faroe Islands. Carla, you're very welcome to the show and thank you for chatting to us. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. There's tariffs and trade and all of that. We might get into it in a moment, but we might start with Greenland, given your previous role there. Why does President Trump want to control Greenland?
Well, it's a national security issue for President Trump. He sees Greenland as largely unprotected by Denmark. They don't have the capacity to protect it or the seas around it. They never have. And they've kind of pretended like they did, but they had 30 guys on a piece of land, one third the size of the continental U.S., so the world's largest island. And he sees this as a national security risk for the U.S.
But surely you could meet those security concerns through NATO rather than taking control of the island, especially given that Denmark is a fellow NATO member.
No, that's not true. That's not true. In fact, NATO couldn't go there. I don't believe it would be legal for NATO to be there. And I tried to get NATO assets for the region. It's not possible. And NATO without the U.S. can't defend. I mean, look what happened in Ukraine. That was Russia, not even China. That was just Russia. And Europe, the NATO allies, our European allies, they did not stop that invasion from happening, did they?
No, they didn't. But I mean, Ukraine is not a member of NATO, nor was it in 2014 or 2022. My point is that Greenland as a Danish protectorate is under the bailiwick and the protection of NATO. So when you talk about, you know, Denmark are not protecting it, I mean, NATO protects Greenland.
Yeah, I don't believe that's correct. NATO is not in Greenland. And as a matter of fact, Ukraine is part of Europe and the European allies did not protect Ukraine.
Yeah, but there's no Article 5, as it were, an equivalent in kind of the Maastricht Treaty.
I'm not talking about Article 5.
I am.
I'm not about NATO. I'm talking about threats to nations. So if Russia's right,
yes, but
there,
Article 5 of the NATO treaty is to do with threats to nations. And when a nation is, one NATO member is attacked, if Greenland were to be attacked by China or Russia, then Denmark can invoke Article 5 and all NATO allies have to rally to her cause.
I hear what you're saying, but as a matter of fact, Denmark doesn't have the capability to defend Greenland. Article 3.
But they don't need to have the capability on their own. They have capability.
That's not true.
That's the point of NATO.
No, it's not. Article 3 of the NATO Charter is that every nation state has the ability to defend themselves. Article 5 is, yes, they come to the defense of allied nations. But Article 3, every NATO ally has to be able to defend themselves. Tell me that Denmark can defend
Estonia can't defend itself from invasion from China. It's just a question of numbers. They couldn't possibly do it.
They have to be able to defend their territory.
But numerically speaking, and you're the one who brought up numbers, numerically speaking, they could not possibly defend themselves. So therefore, they would rely on Article 5 in that situation. The exact same logic applies to Greenland. The fact is, about security. This is about rare earth metals and resources. And it's a land grab from one NATO ally against another NATO ally, and at least have the courage to be honest about it.
Sorry to interrupt, but you're incorrect. This is not about a land grab. There are many rare earths that are a lot easier to get to than in Greenland. And as a matter of fact, China controls the rare earths around the world, the processing and most of the mining. Yes, we need rare earths, but we have easier rare earths to get to. This is about the security of the world. Denmark can't defend Greenland. They can't afford to develop Greenland. Greenland is rotting up there. The people are desperate for development. They're desperate for security. Denmark doesn't have the capacity.
They're desperate for Donald Trump and the United States to leave them alone.
Well, that's because Denmark has been doing a psyop on them and trying to cozy up tight after being
well, that's not true now, isn't it? Because a majority of people in Greenland want to be independent from Denmark, so it's not much of a PSYOP or operation. Yet the same survey
Denmark
results suggest 85% of people. So Denmark are enormously successful with their PSYOP operation in terms of turning people against Donald Trump, but they're remarkably unsuccessful in terms of convincing people to stay part of Denmark. Is that it?
So Denmark is threatened by the U.S. talking about development and defense for Greenland. So they've been doing a giant PSYOP, doing polls out of Denmark, doing a lot of media press. They've got the Danish prime minister up in Greenland. She doesn't go to Greenland. She went there now. Ursula von der Leyen went there with her a few months ago. They're trying to consolidate that the Greenlanders want to hug up against the Danes. They don't really want to do
that.
They're
unsuccessful. But they're unsuccessful. My point is, and if you'd actually listen to the point, right? 56% of people in Greenland in these polls want to be independent of Denmark. Yeah. So for a PSYOPs operation, it's not very successful if the point is to get them to cozy up to Denmark. It's not working. They don't want to be part of Denmark. A majority want to be independent. The exact same survey says 85% of people in Greenland oppose being part of the United States. So it's a stitch up of a survey because the Danes carried it out, but they're so thick, Danes, that they can't convince their own surveyors to fix it so that people a majority
if
of people.
Could,
no, listen. Listen to the point I'm trying to make.
Because you asked me to come on your program, so let me speak.
Yeah. So
please.
No, let me finish the point
Danes
I'm making. Let me finish. Let me finish
if
the
I
question.
May, no, you've been speaking over me. If I may, the Danes don't. They don't want Greenland to go independent. Greenland is going independent. The United States and President Trump, looking out for our interests and the interests of Europe, is not going to let Greenland be vulnerable to China and Russia. China already tried to bring the Greenlanders into their Belt and Road Initiative. Very smart, but they tried to do it. They almost had them, but pressure from the West stopped them from going into the Belt and Road Initiative with China. So this is an issue. President Trump, heroically, is not going to let the Greenlanders fall into the hands of enemies. That is why he's doing what he's doing.
85% of people in Greenland oppose being part of the United States. Do you believe in self-determination?
Of course I do, as we all do. But there's ways to be associated with us and not be part of us. Be completely independent, make their own rules and laws, and still we would offer economic development and security. We have other groups that do that. It's called a COFA, a free association agreement.
They don't want that. They want you to leave them alone. These survey results suggest they want you to leave them alone. They want to be an entirely independent country.
Yes, that's
independent
what a COFA is.
Of the United States.
Well, you know what? They'll never be developed. It's going to take a great power. It's U.S. or China that will develop Greenland. Denmark can't afford to do it. They've done nothing.
Say then it's in their own interest, they'll never be developed. In what way is your worldview any different from the colonial powers of the 18th or 19th century?
So let me tell you a story. I met a mayor in Greenland. He wanted to build the first road in Greenland between one town and another town. One of those towns had a big airport at it. He was very excited. He drew up the plans. It wasn't a fancy road. It was a gravel road for three-wheeled vehicles, but it was the first development that Greenland would ever see between two towns. He tried to get Denmark to pay for that road. Not expensive. Denmark wouldn't do it. He failed at his mission, the first road between two towns in Greenland. Denmark has no interest in developing Greenland. Greenland's desperate to develop its mining and its tourism, but they can't do it without help.
So I'll ask the question again because you answered a different question. In what way is your attitude to Greenland different from the colonial attitude of European powers in the 18th or 19th century?
So when Denmark owned Greenland, they wouldn't allow them to have rifles or kerosene lamps. The Greenlanders called them Aladdin lamps. They wouldn't allow them to have modern things. They tried to hold them down. They oppressed them. They took their children from them. The United States doesn't want to do anything of that. They want companies to go in and, with the backing of the U.S. government, be able to develop these folks so they can live their Greenlandic dream. That's what they want.
But their Greenlandic dream doesn't involve the United States. And when I put that to you, you said, well, listen, that'll never happen without us. So again, I'm going to put it like that is the colonial mindset. You do understand that, don't you?
No, it's not true. It's not true. It is just the reality. I deal in reality. It's not possible.
But the reality is that Cecil Rhodes, with British backing, was the only person who was going to build those rail lines through Africa in the 19th century. But it doesn't excuse colonialism.
You're conflating one thing with the other. The Greenlanders want development.
They don't want you.
Denmark will
they don't want
never
you to do
develop
it.
Them.
They don't want you to do
you
it.
You don't understand me. It's not our will of being imposed. It's what they want. And President Trump hasn't even made the first offer. So I think we should all stay tuned to what develops between the Greenlanders and the United States. Thanks so much. It was nice to join you.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it as well, Carla. Anytime, Carla Sands, who's a former US ambassador to Denmark, Greenland and the Faroe Islands. Who knows, maybe she'll be the first governor of the US state of Greenland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.